Welcome back to the program. Well, very solemn day for the game of rugby league. There's no doubt about that. The passing of a giant in every sense of this game. It's Norm Provan passing away, aged 88, of course, an immortal of the game and one of the original gladiators, the legendary photo of John O'Grady. Norm Tasker is a rugby league journalist, respected rugby league journalist, Rugby League Week editor from 1988 to 2000, an immortals judge, and also the author of a book called The Gladiators, which detailed the careers of Norm Provan and Arthur Summons. And Norm's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Norm.
G'day, Jimmy.
Sad day. What was your first thoughts when you heard the news of Norm's passing?
Oh, well, I'd heard a couple of days ago that he's on his last legs, and it's sad, of course, but let's face it, it was a very long life of rich achievement, so I suppose you can't be too sad. These things happen, but yes, a great man and certainly a great sportsman.
And when you first met Norm, what was your thought? I had the privilege of meeting him briefly a couple of times, and I thought the things that struck me were the way he carried himself and the humility. What were the things that struck you?
Well, those things certainly. Fascinatingly, when I wrote the book, The Gladiators, I spent 3 or 4 days at his home up in the hinterland there off the Sunshine Coast. And he was 81, I think, at the time. And what amazed me about him was his durability. I mean, he was climbing up trees and hacking down bananas, and he'd built himself a long driveway that seemed to go forever. He was just an enormously strong character. I think he was still running until his mid-70s anyway.
Yeah.
Just one of those highly durable people that just keeps going.
Yeah. And during his career, he was one of the young guys that came in and certainly built that premiership-winning machine at the Dragons across that 11 years. Describe him to our listeners today who know him as the man on the trophy but may not know him as the player.
Well, as a rugby league player, I think you'd have to say that he would lay claim to being the highest achiever in the game ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he played 14 Test matches at a time when Test match football against England was very big time.
Yes,
he played 10 successive seasons in St George's team that won a premiership. No one else has done that, ever will do that, or ever will get close.
No.
He was, I think, something like half a dozen years in the St George team before they won their first premiership, and then he played the next 10, led them as captain coach in the last 4. So his levels of achievement were unbelievable. But the way he played too was important. You know, he was a very tall, strong, hard-running forward who made breaks.
Yeah.
And he had people outside him like Reg Gasnier and Graham Langlands who would feed off him. He said to me when we were talking about those days that one of the great memories he had was making breaks, which he did fairly often for a big, tall forward, and hearing Gasnier looming up beside him, yelling out at the top of his voice, "Sticks," and taking the ball and doing the magic things that only Gasnier could do.
Yeah.
So he certainly made a huge contribution to that team, no question.
Yeah. And the ability to transition from just player to coach player must have been difficult. It takes a very particular type of personality, and it would seem that it fitted very well with Norm's.
Well, as you say, he was a quite humble person, but he was a very strong person. You know, if he had an opinion, he certainly made it known. He wasn't a drinker. In those days, you know, training would be Tuesday, Thursday nights, and everyone would go up the pub afterwards for a drink, and Provan would often go with them, but he'd have a lemonade or something. He wasn't a big drinker, and he managed to keep a certain aloofness, which gave him an authority amongst those young players for a long, long time. He was a man who commanded enormous respect, and he had a huge tactical awareness too, largely forged through the lessons he learned from, first of all, Ken Carney, who was the original captain coach through those early premierships, and then later Harry Bath, who had played a lot of rugby league in England and was a very astute ball-moving forward who tactically was very aware.
Yeah.
And Provan picked all that up and applied it in a very successful way for very many years.
Yeah. And he might have been, I know they talk about Johnny Raper and his commitment to fitness, but Norm Provan was certainly that as well too, wasn't he, Norm? And continued that during his coaching.
Yeah, well, he continued into his late 70s, virtually. He was one of those guys. Yeah, he was. He was an enormously fit man. And in the era in which he played, you know, life wasn't easy. He'd on a typical Saturday for Norm Provan was that he ran up an electronics shop in Miranda, which was in the southern suburbs there somewhere, which was a very successful business. And he'd go to work at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, work till about 1 o'clock, and then trot off to the cricket ground to play the match of the day. You know, it was just a different world, and he was very much attuned to that world, and it built a discipline into his life that, you know, was peculiar to that day, really.
I think Noel Kelly was he a butcher? And he used to do the same thing, go into the butcher's shop on the Saturday morning, work, and then head off to, as you say, the
That's
SCG
right.
for the match. And invariably, they were the match of the round. Do we have an appreciation? I know Dragons fans and some of the older Dragons fans, you know, reminisce quite obviously about those glory days. It's hard to comprehend, Norm, winning that much as Norm Provan did.
Well, there were three things that he reckoned that made that club. One of them was Frank Facer, who was the secretary, chief executive, I suppose you'd call him now. But he used to round up the talent, and he was very, very good at it. They just had some marvellous talents in that team. I think in that the team that won several of those premierships produced four immortals. So, you know, pretty good. And the other two influences that were very paramount in Provan's assessment of those successes were both Carney and Bath, for the reasons I've just spoken about. You know, tactically very aware and very astute footballers, made forwards very much a part of the creative nature of the game.
One of the things, having worked in talkback radio nearly for 2 decades, is that whenever the name Proven came up, or whenever the concept of the Immortals came up, that there was always a hue and cry as to why Norm wasn't included because of the record that you've spoken about earlier. That must have been, you know, it took till 2018 that he became an immortal, and
That's
I
it.
think that's about right, Norm.
Yeah, well, it was very difficult, you know. I mean, I was on the judging panel for the Immortals, but for all of them but the first one. And his name came up every time, there's no question. And the agony over it, the agonizing that went on over it was quite strong. At the last one in 2018, they were throwing names around because they decided they wanted to get some of the pre-war people involved. And once they started doing that, so well, you can't name anybody ahead of Norm Provan. And there was just a general sort of groundswell of opinion that said he's got to go in. And he did. And I think it was probably creating a or fixing an error that was made earlier on. He probably should have been in a lot earlier than he was. But I'm glad that he got there. The saddest part about it was that I don't know that he ever realised he'd been made an immortal. I know he suffered from pretty bad dementia over, you know, the last stages of his life, and I think at one stage he wasn't even sure that he'd played football. So, you know, very, very sad. I know his wife told me that she wasn't sure that he was aware of his status as an immortal, which is a great shame, really, terrible.
Well, you certainly were, and now you've told our listeners as well, a towering figure of rugby league, a sad, a solemn day, but in many ways a celebration of an incredible 88 years on this planet. Norm Tasker, thank you very much for taking me and the listeners a little behind the scenes and getting to know Norm Provan a little more.
That's my pleasure, Jimmy.